Hey there, visionary leaders and ambitious entrepreneurs. I am thrilled to welcome you to the Rhonda Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Rhonda Arnott, and over the past 25 plus years, I have navigated the intricate landscapes of the corporate world, mastering the art of sales and leadership. But what truly sets me apart is my extraordinary gift of intuition. In the Rhonda Effect, we'll be diving deep into the realms of intuition, spirituality, personal growth, offering insightful guidance and practical strategies tailored specifically for executives and entrepreneurs like yourself. I am a huge believer that we all have big dreams placed within us, and it is never too late to go after them. So if you're ready to ignite your journey, then do us both a favor. Hit that subscribe button and join me on this adventure with the Rhonda Effect, intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, and I have a very special guest on with me. Her name is Janice Velakis, and she owns, she's a multipreneur. Let me get that right. Multipreneur. She owns the greatest companies I have ever had the pleasure of interacting with. One of them is called Tasty Road Trips. And yes, let me tell you, this girl has seen all kinds of food. She also owns a boutique kind of online space called Create Your Virtual Influence. But now that I've completely messed up everything, Janice, why don't you tell everybody what you do?
You're hilarious, Rhonda. That's why I love hanging out with you. You're just so fun and so real. It's okay. I don't expect my businesses to roll off your tongue. It's okay. So yeah, I am the CEO and founder of a company called Tasty Road Trips Incorporated. We are a culinary tourism business that focuses on small towns with big tastes. Mm-hmm. And helping people find those little hidden gems in culinary, whether it's fine dining, street foods, farm markets, farm to fork, all that goodness.
Nice.
And I know that you like food too, Rhonda. So yeah. We've connected well over Tasty Road Trips. Yeah. And I also am the principal coach and consultant and founder of Create Your Virtual Influence. You're right. We are boutique. All about supporting businesses as they want to go from startup to scale up. So it doesn't matter what level you're at in your business, whether you're just starting or very seasoned, I really recognize that entrepreneurs and business owners need business supports that help them move the needle forward. We don't just talk about it, we take action. And that is what Create Your Virtual Influence is. And it's interesting because they're so very different, yet they feed different sides of my brain and they feed different sides of my brain. And I love that. Yeah, so that's a bit about me, but I'm kind of a bit of a fun character like you. So what are we talking about, Rhonda?
Well, first of all, let me say you did a great job introducing yourself. Thank you.
Why, thank you. I've done that before. It's okay. I wouldn't be able to introduce you probably as well as you either. So it's
That's
good.
True. You know what? That's true. That's true. So how do the two mesh? You started out, where did you start out? And how did you go from food to online,
coaching. Well, I mean, the short story is really like everybody loves food, right? And so I learned about culinary tourism through some really cool incentive. So you hear about people that earn the trips and the rewards in the direct sales industry.
Yeah.
Well, one of those people was me. And I know that sometimes you think, like, does anybody actually get to do that? Well,
oh my God.
I did.
Where did you go?
Well, I've been on many different food tours, but on my incentive trips, which is where I learned about food tours, was Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and maybe back to the Dominican Republic. Oh my gosh. Puerto Rico. Yeah, the Dominican Republic twice. Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And Mexico. Yeah. But that's where I learned about culinary tourism because I worked for a food company. And then I food toured with them also in Las Vegas, Chicago. And then I food toured in Portugal, Greece, like all over the place, right? We've done some really cool experiences in culinary. Anyways, I realized in my own home community that my small town had some really great places to eat and sip and indulge. And so I started a food tourism business. But what happened actually, Rhonda, you say, how did the two intersect? Is that because of COVID?
Okay.
A lot of my clients in culinary tourism, so my destination hosts, those food places.
Yeah.
During COVID, they were struggling. And some of them reached out to me and said, like, hey, Jan, we see that you are, like, you've gone into the virtual space, the online space. Like, how are you doing this? Can you help us? And then it was my daughter who was home from COVID. She was home from Thailand, China, traveling because of COVID. And she said, you know, Mom, if people are asking you for help, maybe you should do your coaching certification. And I was like, really? So I did. During COVID, I did my coaching certification. And then that's really how it started, you know, helping some of my hosts to going into that space and having, you're right, they're two very different businesses.
Yeah.
They don't really cross over, although some clients are the same. But
yeah.
That's really how it came about.
Oh my gosh. I know you and I have worked together for the Create Your Virtual Influence, and you also have I don't even want to call it a membership. It's more like you can call it a membership, obviously, but I like to call it our gathering place because
you know,
great minds are gathering together.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about that one, because I know there's some things going on there.
Well, it is a membership because you do buy into a lifetime membership. And so I work with clients who are in the membership, but it's called the Build It Big Resource Network. And why I started that actually, Rhonda, is when I was in the direct sales industry as a successful national leader, I was 4 years top recruiter across Canada. You know, sometimes when you're at the top of an industry, people think like, oh, you're fine. You're great. Just keep going. I really wanted and needed a coach. And I remember asking the owner of the company, like, is there someone I can talk to other than the owner of the company?
Right.
Is there someone that I could talk to who would understand my perspectives, some of my feelings, my challenges about success and growth? And the answer was no. So I started to build a big resource network because I wanted to create a space that I always wished I could have found.
Okay.
And so I'm very honest to say I created it. It's created by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Because I really wanted a space where I could access resources that were current, made sense, that were consistently being updated, that weren't just like left there forever and ever. And then you go, oh, that doesn't make sense anymore. I wanted something that was consistently being updated, that was really quick snippets of information. And then I also always remember, I learned so much, Rhonda, when I was in the direct sales industry. Not just about my voice, or like how to use my voice, but so much. And I remember being invited to a masterclass. True story. I don't think I've ever told you this.
No.
I was invited to a masterclass. I was a fairly new leader in the direct sales industry. And I was invited by some other leaders from other companies and business owners to attend a meeting. It was in Kitchener. I don't even remember who they were, but I remember sitting in that space that night, and I only went to a couple of meetings, but it was the first one.
Yeah.
When the knowledge that they were sharing amongst each other, and it was so transparent about what was working, what was giving them success, what was giving them pain points, like all of that. Like, I found the transparency when it wasn't just in my industry, but I was with other people. It was a very safe space. I remember just thinking how empowering that was to learn here and then take it over there. And so that's what I've created in the Build a Big Resource Network, just like consistent, like evergreen content that's always there, but also always being updated.
Yeah.
And once a month, they hold a masterclass where members can come in and they can learn. Mm-hmm. And I always just remember going like, oh, that was so pivotal to me for growth.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I do walk and talk coaching. I do one-on-one coaching on demand. So I actually only work with members that are in the Build a Big Resource Network.
Oh,
yeah, it's a really interesting space that I just sort of, I focus on those people who are in that space, because then I really get to know you, know what your business is all about, and understand what your trajectory are, your goals are, your pain points are, rather than having random clients that I don't really get to know, or once their coaching package is over. So it really has worked really well. I continually want it to evolve. Okay. And it's a really neat space. Thanks it for is. Asking.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing space. Amazing space.
Thank
Where
you.
Do you want it to go? Like how, like, is it something you want people to like all over the world, or do you want it just in like intimate Canadian? Like, tell me what you want. Would you really?
Yeah, well, I call myself a Canadian coach, although I do work for a company called Inkblot Therapy, and they're a third-party EAP provider, so I do work with clients throughout North America.
Okay.
But in my Create Your Virtual Influence business, like, I don't really have a where I want it to go. I just know that I'm not looking for a number or a global reach. Mm-hmm. What I know, Rhonda, and for your viewers, is when we work with our clients, the clients that really want to dive deep and get, you know, get involved, they see the needle moving forward.
That's right.
And they'll say, Jan, is this because of you? And I was like, it's not because of me. It's actually because you take the time to learn and grow and implement what we talk about. I just plant the seed and help you nurture and grow that seed. Yeah. So I don't really have like a goal of where I want it to go. And maybe that's what just keeps me grounded and keeps me focused, is I meet different people all the time. Mm-hmm. Some people ask me, Rhonda, if they can work with me, but not in the membership. And I actually decline that and say, maybe there's someone else for them.
Yep.
Because I just feel like the one-offs take a lot of energy, right? Mm-hmm. You intake them and then you work with them and then they say, oh, I can't do this anymore because something happened.
Yep.
Whereas in the membership, if people need me once a week, once a month, once a quarter, once a year, I am still invested in their business and I That's will true. Still check in and see how they're doing. So it's a little bit different. We also have just started offering.
Drum roll, please.
Please. Well, we do website services. We do SEO optimization. We're now offering VA services. Oh. So a lot of our clients who are growing, they want a virtual assistant and they don't know what that looks like or what they should have or do. Well, I used to be an executive assistant in post-secondary education for a senior leader. And I fully understand that. I have my own virtual assistant. So we're going to start bringing on some pretty awesome individuals who are well-versed in the space. To be able to offer for entrepreneurs like you, for anyone listening, if you need a VA 5 hours a week, 10 hours a week, or ad hoc on projects, that we can vet a great match for who you might be looking for to help with your administrative needs.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be a key thing,
right? Do you?
Because there's so many people that need a virtual assistant and they just kind of, it's not that they look through the yellow pages, but they're just kind of going willy nilly of who am I going to pick?
Yeah.
And it's not the right fit.
Well, I think when you're not an administrative minded person,
like
or me. Don't have that experience, you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And so then sometimes you're paying for something that you think, oh, are they really doing it well? Or are they doing it quick enough? Or are they really doing what I want?
Yeah.
But I did this for 12 years. I supported someone. And so I have pretty high expectations in making sure that our clients' work gets done.
Nice.
We also do something called a social media takeover. And what it is a 4-week social media takeover.
Oh, tell me. And,
we were just working with a client, and oh my gosh, like they can't even believe the change in DM inquiries, what? DM orders. Oh yeah.
Tell me more. Give me more. I need to know more of this.
So for 4 weeks, we fully take over our clients and social media accounts, usually just two.
Yeah.
Most it's Facebook and Instagram. I'm not really well versed in TikTok, but that doesn't mean that some of my admin staff aren't.
Right.
So whatever two channels work really well for you, and we fully take it over. We can either visit you and take images, or you send us images, and then we work the content and just like keep pushing it for 4 weeks. We push it in different ways every day. We're on there. The only thing we don't do, we don't engage, right? We want you to be watching so that you can engage see what that feels like. And then after 4 weeks, we spend 2 weeks training you and pushing it back.
So what if I don't want to be pushed back? What if I want to keep going?
Well, then we could talk about that after that fact. But that most people, it's just they don't know how.
Okay.
And so I have a client right now that we just pushed it back, and they're actually really enjoying it because they're in it every day. And so it's easy for them to take pictures. They understand how to use chat well, how to create all the links so that, you know, DMs come through directly and business can come through directly.
Wow.
So it's pretty interesting. And I mean, we can manage social media if that's what you want, but we also feel that when people know how to run, then they can better hire out.
That's right.
So it's not that we wouldn't. It's just that when you know how to run social media, you know how much time it should take.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much the algorithm likes to see, right? So it's always good to have a good handle on it. But after you've watched it grow for 4 weeks, and it's not growing numbers, that's not our goal, like to give you a gazillion followers.
Okay. Okay.
Our goal is to create algorithm and traction, get you business.
That's where the business comes from and the sales come from. It's not how many likes or followers you have, because we all know that those people that have those bazillion followers, they're not making a bazillion sales, right? It's out of that core group that they're making some sales from. Mm-hmm. I love this.
Yeah. So this client, like she went from, or they went from, it's a family run business, and they went from, I think like 500 followers to, I think they're almost at 800 followers, but those 200 plus just the push on the algorithm has made them top of mind.
Yeah.
And like, they're selling out. The doors are open constantly. They have lots of drops in their DMs. So it's this 4 week takeover has been really fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we're just adding services as we feel our clients need, and we don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I actually don't run my business in the form of I need to do it the way other people are doing. I actually like to do it opposite or different. I find that's what works really well for me.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do if I had to do it differently.
What do you mean?
Maybe I would be pushing my social media out there. That would be different.
No, but I think, you're running your business in a different lane than other people. You have some really cool niche avenues of connection to your clients that most people don't do. You were just a guest speaker in one of my classes because I teach at college, and you were telling them about some really unique things that you do in your business. What do you
think? I know. I was looking at them like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to you about technology and I'm actually sounding like the expert. Like,
it was so interesting. Tell me, like, I'm so curious how this started. Like, I just think it's a brilliant idea with Voxer.
Oh, I love Voxer. Absolutely love it, because my clients can just quickly message me. And their desire is to have that instant answer.
Right.
So they don't have to wait for the next Zoom call, or they don't have to schedule, you know, time with me like that. It is something that it's quick, and it's a conversation, and it doesn't stop at, hey, can you ask Spirit this? Right. Because I give them the channeled answer, and it keeps going and goes deeper and the layers. And by the, like I said to your students, the end result is I'm actually teaching them how to use their intuition.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And isn't that funny that this time last year, we were in the middle of the ocean and we were talking about, Rhonda, what do you want?
Oh my gosh, Rhonda, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like full circle.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that moment, Rhonda. Like it's etched in my brain. We were just pulling out of, were we just pulling out of Mykonos?
I think so. It was, it was either Mykonos or Santorini.
It was Mykonos because I think that was our last island.
Yes, because it was a 2-day thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we were pulling out and the ship was going backwards.
Yes.
We were sort of right at the front of the ship. So we were going backwards. And I remember it was like really windy and your hair was blowing all over. And I was asking you questions. I was taking pictures of you because I said, like, you look absolutely stunning. Just I could look up in the sky and I was taking pictures. And I said to you, what is it that you want to do with your intuitive gift? What is it, Rhonda? What do you want to do? And do you remember what you said?
Yes. And I am stepping into it. What I said was, I want to teach people, I probably said women, I want to teach women how to use their intuition.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I thought that was going to be very difficult to do because how do you teach something that is a natural ability for myself?
Right.
I didn't understand that. And through Voxer and how things are progressing with my clients on Voxer, I am teaching them how to use their intuition.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is so cool. As you say, full circle, that was what you said. Teach people how to find their own ability to be intuitive. And you're doing it.
I am.
Yay, Rhonda. Proud moment. I did all that in a year. Way to go.
We're going to go on another trip. I got some more stuff coming through. We got to go on another trip.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'm going on a trip soon, so I'll channel that through you.
Yes.
And you won't, can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to freak out.
Uh-oh.
What? So you know that I'm traveling in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Less than 3 weeks now. So one of my girlfriends that I'm traveling with called me today. And do you know what she asked me?
Do you have someone else come with you?
No, I'm sorry. But I thought of you immediately because she said, do you want to upgrade to first class?
Yes! Yes.
Do you know what I said? How much is it? Yeah.
So don't even.
I did, but we're doing it. So she just came back from Antigua last night. Her and her husband, they travel quite a bit. And she was just like, oh, last night as I was laying there in first class, I thought, Jan, we can't fly it overnight over to Europe and not be in first class.
Yes, you cannot.
So I've never flown first class, but I guess I'm gonna.
Oh, girl, you are. I want to see pictures because I think in first class you get. Are you on Air Canada?
No, we're on KLM.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they're connected somewhere, and I believe that you will get Wi-Fi. I want to see pictures of your, your pod, your meal. I want to see this. Like I said, you and JoJo, the pictures when you were in not first class and I was in first class.
I wonder in your viewership or your listenership, how many people would say like, take the first class or would say, save the money and spend it on your trip, right? That would be interesting, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, once you go first class, you will find it hard to go anything different.
I bet.
I am so happy.
I want to tell you. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to tell Rhonda.
Oh, I cannot wait to see those pictures. Can't wait.
It'll be great.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this podcast. And I am thrilled you know, that we had this talk, but I'm more thrilled that you're going first class, girl.
Thanks, Rhonda.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So for all those that are listening, pay attention to Spicy Jan. That's what we call her, Spicy Jan, because this girl, she not only knows her food tourism, but she also knows how to create your virtual influence and make it stand out and watch you go from startup to scale up. So thank you, Jan, for being my guest, and I wish you all the best on your trip, and I can't wait to see you when you get back.
Thanks, Rhonda. It's been such a pleasure sharing with your audience.
Thank you.